Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Colin McGuigan for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Bit of a surreal one, this. Backseat with Hearn, going through New York. Coogan's jealous. Eddie, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, mate. We've just done Barstool, Ariel Helwani, getting ready for a big show at Madison Square Garden this Saturday. Life is good, baby.
Talk to me about how big this show is on Saturday and how much it's crucial in Matchroom's plans going forward for Serrano, Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming off the back of probably one of the greatest events in the history of Madison Square Garden. Amanda Serrano against Katie Taylor, and this Saturday Amanda Serrano gets a chance to become undisputed against Erica Cruz, our fighter. Of course, everyone's looking for Amanda Serrano to be victorious and set up that fight with Katie Taylor, but it's going to be a very tough fight for Alicia Baumgardner, who we're very proud of as an incredible story. She gets a chance to be undisputed at the weekend. Richardson Hitchens, Ramnur Ali, Sky Nicholson, Harley Medeiros, Aaron Aponte. It's a big card. Yankee Oliveira, our latest signing.
I don't know if anyone's actually asked you this, right? What happens if Serrano does get beat on Saturday night? Because we can't overlook...
I mean, I don't think it kills the Taylor-Serrano fight, but certainly, you know, if you're going to build up to that fight, which could be one of the biggest fights of all time, really a defeat would be disastrous, really, for Amanda Serrano, because she wants to become undisputed. You know, she's won world titles in seven different divisions, but she's never got a chance to be undisputed. And I'm so motivated by the female side of the game in terms of these champions wanting to unify, wanting to become undisputed. And you're getting to a point now where you're going to start seeing undisputed in every weight class. And I think that's exactly how it should be.
Where are we at with the Katie Taylor situation with the Irish government? Because I seen they released something basically to say that Croke Park's not going to happen. I heard you on Ariel Helwani there state that the three arenas, the front runner. Mm. Is that done? For the three arena?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're at a time now where we want to go May 20th. We're out of time. The cost of Croke Park was three times the cost of Wembley Stadium. And I know everyone just wants a tweet going, well, just pay for it. It doesn't really matter. Katie Taylor has her demands for that fight, as does Amanda Serrano. And we just can't make it happen there. And I don't want to keep waiting and waiting. I've promised Katie that her next fight will be in Ireland. Maybe we go to Croke Park in September. And, you know, I just feel like I would have liked to see more support. You know, there's no reason why those costs should exist, in my opinion. But it is what it is, and you know, Katie's next fight will be in Ireland. Three Arena is a front runner, and hopefully we'll announce that next week.
Tell me what the situation is then for Katie. Like, is this the end for Katie after this fight? Does she want to continue?
Absolutely not, mate. I'll tell you what, she's here tomorrow. If you say that to her, she'll chin you. You know, Katie Taylor is coming off the back of victory over a mandatory challenger and one of the best performances of her career against Amanda Serrano. So, you know, she's got still big ambitions in the sport. She's not going to be around forever, but right now she feels great. She can't wait to fight in Ireland. And listen, maybe we have a run of fights in Ireland. Got a lot of Irish talent. Of course, Gary Cully going to be in a big fight, and there's another couple of great fights we're going to add to the card for Irish fighters as well. And it's going to be a big night.
Conor Benn situation, we've heard back and forth this week. I read somewhere potentially we were going to get a decision today. What do you make of all the talk so far?
I mean, I'm learning, you know, I'm finding out information from the media, really. You know, Conor Benn's appeal, I've not been part of. I'm across it, but I've not been on the calls. I've not been speaking to the lawyers. I've been told that a decision from the WBC and WADA is imminent. They are the people that conducted the test. So they're the people that will hear the case. I'm getting a little bit sick and tired of British Boxing Board of Control who, you know, want to keep calling out Conor Benn, yet when they had the information the same amount of time we did, and as always, it's put on them to decide whether they'll sanction the fight. They took 5 weeks to make a decision. We lost a fortune and we got all the blame. But yet no members of the media want to ask why they took so long not to sanction the event. And ultimately, that's where a lot of the blame went on us. So I don't think anyone handled it perfectly, but at the end of the day, we are governed by the British Boxing Board of Control, and contractually we will rely on their sanction to see whether a fight takes place.
If Conor Benn is proved not guilty, like it seems is going to be the case, is there going to be a lawsuit towards the British Boxing Board of Control from Matchroom? Because you've lost out a lot of money in this, right?
There's a lot of things that happen in this process that we're not happy with, but look, let's worry about that after the decision comes out, and let's focus on the future of Conor Benn. And that's what all we care about at the moment, is seeing him return to the ring. No one's ever going to be happy, you know. Contrary to people's opinion, I'm not the British Boxing Board of Control, I'm not DAZN, I'm not the WBC, and I'm not WADA. You know, everyone seems to just presume that every decision that's made by governing bodies is a decision made by Eddie Hearn and Matchroom. I mean, and no one will be happy. When Conor Benn's cleared, oh, it'll be a joke, you know, that's Eddie Hearn again, and he's just like... We'll see. Ultimately, there's a hearing that's taken place, and we'll see what the results of that are.
Is it fair to say that this is a flawed process from WADA in terms of how can two different samples be contaminated whenever they're supposed to be separate?
Well, I think you're going to see... I mean, when people say, why don't you just release the report? It's a confidential hearing. That's not our decision. That's the process that we have to be part of. So I don't know what's going to come out. I've seen the bulk of that report, and it's frightening reading in a lot of respects, and I think a lot of things have got to change. Like I said, I don't think anyone was perfect in this process, but you know, there's a lot of things we can learn.
What's the earliest we could see Conor Benn back in the ring then?
May? I mean, I think he's in training now, you know, what are we, February, March, April? Yeah, April, May, and you will, you know, you're going to see Conor Benn back around that time.
How about a fight against Josh Kelly? Does that make sense? I mean, at this point...
Really. I mean, I think he wants the biggest fight possible. And I'm talking Moore, Eubank, Pacquiao,
to be
Crawford. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Conor Benn wants to make up for lost time. He's not really interested in coming out and having a warm-up fight. Certainly not Josh Kelly. Josh Kelly's a very good fighter, but it's not a fight of the magnitude that's available to Conor Benn. So we'll see. Let's get this over this hurdle first, and then we'll see what's next for him.
Yard better be over at the weekend. What did you make of that?
I thought it was a really good fight. I thought Anthony Yard was fantastic, showed a lot of heart. Beterbiev, I felt like he was in control for a lot of the fight, and it's just the little things that he does. He's a very good fighter. But, you know, Yard's stock rose in that fight. He deserves a lot of credit. Beterbiev against Bivol, probably one of the greatest fights in boxing, and we should look to make that. But obviously, we have Callum Smith, who's mandatory to Beterbiev, and we have Canelo Alvarez that wants to fight Dmitry Bivol. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but exciting times. Joshua Buatsi as well. I think Buatsi Yard is almost like a natural fight now, in all honesty, and we'll see what happens for a number of our fighters.
You're in the privileged position that you've got Canelo, you've got Bivol, you've got Callum Smith. Which one of those do you think Beterbiev faces next?
Probably Callum Smith. You know, I mean, he's the mandatory. I want to see Callum get his opportunity. I want to see him try and become a two-division world champion. I believe he can beat Beterbiev. And obviously, if he beats Beterbiev, then it's Callum Smith against Dmitry Bivol for undisputed. So we'll see. Beterbiev, you can never write him off. He's a tremendous fighter.
Canelo Ryder, there was talks at one stage it might land in the Emirates. Is that dead in the water? Is the fight still going to happen between them two?
Yeah, the fight's not done. And John Ryder's definitely in the running for that fight. We still have to negotiate a few things on that fight, but I think you'll see that fight probably in the US or Mexico next.
You touched on Joshua Buatsi there. What's his status with Matchroom? I've seen him on the broadcast for BT at the weekend. Is he still contracted with yourselves? When's he likely to be out next?
I think that Buatsi needs to make up for lost time. I mean, you know, his contract, he's had his final fight with us, and now we have matching rights moving forward, which, you know, we intend to make sure that he remains a Matchroom fighter, and I think that's his his mindset as well. You know, he last fought in May, and we want to see him back in the ring as soon as possible. I think there's some massive fights out there for him. I think the Anthony Yard fight is a tremendous fight. Dimitri Bivol, if Callum Smith fights Beterbiev, will be looking to defend his championship prior to the Canelo fight. And I think Joshua Buetsi would be the name we'd be looking to put forward for that fight.
Joshua Franklin, you've suggested it was done when you were speaking to Lars at Barstool. Is that done, and will it be on April 1st?
Right, there'll be an announcement next week. I think, you know, you are likely to see Franklin as that guy. I think it's a great fight for AJ to come back to. Contrary to the haters who say Joshua's finished, Joshua's done, yet Joshua will knock out Franklin in a couple of rounds. And, you know, Franklin beat Dillian White comfortably, but it's a bad opponent choice for Joshua. I think it's a very difficult fight, you know, to come back to. There's people going to be questioning AJ's confidence. He has a new trainer. There's a lot of pressure on him in that fight, but I can't wait to see him back at the O2. And, you know, I think he's in a good place. And I think he'll put together a sensational performance and make a statement to the division.
What's your thoughts on Jake Paul, Tommy Fury? How do you see that one coming?
Yeah, good fight. I think exciting fight. A lot of unknowns. It's not going to be an all-time boxing classic, but I think a lot of people will watch it. I'll watch it. I like what Jake's doing. You know, I think he's making money. He's working hard in boxing. And there's a lot of pressure on Tommy Fury. But, yeah, I like it. I think it's an interesting fight.
Do you think you'll venture into this YouTube game again? I know you've said that.
I don't think that's YouTube boxing. You know, I don't see Jake Paul as a YouTube fighter anymore. He's a fighter that came from YouTube. But, you know, and YouTube stuff is misfits. You know, it's celebrity entertainment format, if you like. Now you're seeing tag team stuff and stuff like that, which goes to show what it is. Don't take it too seriously. Have a laugh with it. And it's not boxing, but... You know, it's doing good numbers, and it's just an entertainment series.
I was going to touch on that, though, because you're obviously aligned with the Zone. There's not much that you can really say about it. But from a boxing purist point of view, a tag team fight, surely it's not something you want to see.
I can say what I want. I can say what I want. Of course, I work with the Zone, and it's doing good numbers for the Zone. You know, it's helping grow subscribers, which ultimately is good for our fighters as well, that more people are going to be watching them fight. So what do I think of it? I don't think a lot of it. I don't see it as boxing. It's an entertainment format. Don't take it too seriously, you know, and that's about it.
One final question. Wood Lara in a couple of weeks. Talk me through that fight and the options for Lee Wood coming out of that, if he does come out with the win, or for Mauricio Lara.
I think British boxing in general, you know, we've bounced back. You've seen Eubank Smith, you've seen Beterbiev Yard, and now you've seen Wood Lara. It's three cracking fights to start the year. This is a tremendous fight. You know, someone told me today Lee Wood's nearly 3-1. To win that fight. You're talking about a champion fighting in his hometown that he's fight. It's a voluntary defence. He chose Mauricio Lara. It's unbelievable. And, you know, I think he's the favourite going into that fight. I think he's full of confidence. He wants to make a statement. You know, the Warrington fight is there at the City Ground. If he can win that fight, it's a huge fight. There's unification fights on the table as well. And, you know, I feel like Lee Wood is on the verge of making a huge statement. But Lara is so dangerous. He's frightening. You know, the fight's called Dance with the Devil, and that's what it is. You know, it's one of those fights that could end at any moment. It's going to be sold out in Nottingham, and it's going to be a thriller of a fight.
If Michael Condon came through the Lopez fight, when that does happen, do you think that Wood Condon's a possibility for the summer, maybe at the City Ground or in a stadium?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that fight will always be one to watch because the first fight was one of the best I've ever seen. It's very difficult when you've got fighters with different promotional companies to make unifications, but you know, there's no reason why a fight like that shouldn't happen, and we'll see.
Eddie, thanks for your time. We'll catch up tomorrow. Sports Social Podcast
Network. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.